is here with us, Nathan Huddleston. Coach Huddleston, thanks for swinging by, man.
Thanks for having me on, Gary.
You know, how this all came about, got a phone call. Nathan called me yesterday. I'm glad you did because I love this stuff. Said, hey, man, you know, we got some stuff going on with the Zitzer team, and I was wondering if we get it out of the radio. And I was like, sure. Well, what's going down is a fundraiser at the West Plains Greenhouse and Nursery. It's Saturday and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep.
So what is it exactly going down with that?
Yeah, so we're going to be there volunteering. We're carrying stuff for customers. We're helping restock whatever Lisa needs there at the West Plains Greenhouses and Nursery will do. And at the end of the day, they donate a portion of the proceeds to our team.
And, you know, like every sporting team, you know, I mean, there's needs. What are some of the needs the Zitzer tennis team has prioritized top five?
Absolutely. So, I mean, right away, we need fresh new balls every year. If you got dead balls, you're practicing in the wrong way.
Yeah.
So balls, and they're kind of hard to find lately with shipping issues, honestly. So brand new balls every year, that's a big chunk of money. We like to have different compression balls, lighter compression balls to use indoors. If we want to start some kid camp soon, and kids need the low compression balls.
Now, you know, Misha, of course, they have sanctioned, you know, football, sanctioned baseball, sanctioned basketballs, volleyballs. Is it the same with a tennis ball?
It is. Yeah. We have to use specific ones, specific felt on it.
Yeah.
But we usually use Penn or
right.
Wilson or whatever, but yeah.
What else are some of the needs?
So replacement rackets. We like to keep rackets around, extra rackets for camps and such. We bought some score tubes recently for our courts there to add. And the tournaments, fees when we go to tournaments.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
That kind of adds up after a while.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm sure, you know, tennis, it's not like, you know, basketball, football, volleyball, where, you know, funding for it, if you got a lot of people coming in, you know, to help cover the officials and this and that, where, you know, it's a fun sport, tennis. I mean, a lot of people play tennis, and it would be cool if we could get more people to come and watch.
Absolutely.
But, and that's kind of our goal here as well. But, you know, there's opportunities for people out there to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one is this Saturday at West Plains Greenhouse and Nursery. Again, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the proceeds, you know, again, is going to go help the West Plains Zitzer tennis team. And now you coach both boys and girls, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the girls team, we had a pretty good season. Had a really good group of seniors that we've had for 3 years now. And we're going to miss them. We do have some young players coming up, though, to replace them. One of our seniors this year, Caden Thompson, she got signed with John Brown University. Boys season, we just got through with that recently. We're in a rebuilding year. This is my first year to coach them. We had 4 returning players and 16 brand new guys that never played tennis before, but learned quickly. And we honestly, as for a rebuilding year, we did pretty well. We broke even. We went 50-50 on the season. In postseason play, we beat Neosho in the quarterfinals. We fell to Branson in the semis, though. But we have some pretty good success with the boys team, and honestly, pretty good future in it. We had our entire varsity is young guys, sophomores, juniors. We got a freshman who came up and played a little varsity this year, and so the future is looking pretty good.
Right on. Hey, stay with us. We're going to talk more with Coach Huddleston about Zitzer tennis right here on your Mountain Rock Q94.